Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
50 games in, and your Milwaukee Bucks have lost 7. They win again tonight, 43-7. Now are the Deer after a 120-108 welcome to the league for Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans. Wipe them and sweep that off the calendar. Done with that one for the year. Thank you very much, TNT. That's another nationally televised gem for the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Or month in Giannis Antetokounmpo. Week, month, year, whatever you want to call it. The guy has now won the award every month that they have played the NBA this year. He's won it every single time. January, December, November, a little bit of October. They combined with November. He won that one too, and he puts up 34 tonight, 17 boards, and 6 assists for the reigning MVP of the NBA. And just a knockout blow again for the Milwaukee Bucks. This was a back-and-forth game that the Bucks trailed most of the second quarter, and rightfully so. The Pelicans were just shooting the ball well. New Orleans led it by 7 after one period. Bucks chip into that, and we're down 3 at recess. But into the third quarter, Bucks go on a 22-3 run in the third after going down, fighting for the lead back and forth. It's a 67-66 New Orleans lead. The Bucks, once you blink and look back, they were up 88-70. And Brian Anderson, who joined us earlier today on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops, or on the Wendy's Big Show, he was all but saying it's time for the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show as the Bucks run out of the gym, the New Orleans Pelicans, in the second half of tonight's game. Welcome in. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you being here. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. If you want to join us after another Bucks win, it's 799-1250. That area code is 414-799-1250. If you want to get on the phone lines, you can also tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, going to be joined by Sidney Moncrief here coming up shortly. And this Bucks team, for all the talent in the world that they do possess and all the incredible attributes that you can continue to say about Giannis Antetokounmpo and the game that he is and the player he's growing into, the dominant force in this league that he's growing into, tonight you're going up against an absolute sensation, and the Bucks are still the top attraction. I think that's the part of this that continues to sink in for me as you get later on into the year and you see this run of excellence continue for the team. On pace to win 70 games, they showed the graphic on TNT tonight of the other groups that have done that. They're a little bit behind the Bulls of 96-97 win pace or the Warriors of a couple of years ago, but for that excellent of a run, that incredible milestone that you'd be able to achieve, I don't know if it's really sunk in for Milwaukee basketball fans just yet how close this team is to achieving absolute immortality, and we get to see it live in front of us each and every night. Now joining us here is a Hall of Famer on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show.
It's time to get the perspective of tonight's game from a Hall of Famer.
I love the city of Milwaukee, the Bucks organization.
A Bucks legend.
It's all about the game, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the great game of basketball.
Sidney Moncrief joins the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Check out their new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles
off of I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, this is the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, number 4, Sidney Moncrief here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the free radio.com app. Sidney, appreciate the time. 50 games in, they've won 43 of them. I don't even know how to continue to ask you just how good this Bucks team is, but here it goes again. How incredible of a run is that we're now seeing just witness in front of us?
Yeah, I just don't know. Every time you watch Milwaukee, the team, they do something more impressive. They continue to reinvent themselves, even as they are looking to achieve greatness. The way they play tonight, you're playing a team, they're fired up to play you. National TV, you're down at half, and you just slowly pick your way back and just take over the ball game. It's your defense and your ability to do what you do best, which is move the basketball and make shots. It's beautiful basketball to watch.
I know it's not this easy, but it feels like, Sidney, at some point they just flip a switch and they're done messing around and they're going to end the game. It feels like they're just able to do that. It's wild.
It really is that easy for this group. And some of the teams they're playing just can't match their experience, their size, their basketball savvy, their talent. And when you're in a groove, when you just know that we have the ability to make shots, protect the paint, nothing came easy for the Pelicans the second half. Matter of fact, I think they went, 4-for-21 from the three-point line, which means Milwaukee not only contested the paint, but the Bucks contested the perimeter. And that's hard to find. Teams that play defense inside and outside at the level that the Bucks have been playing, and to only have lost
seven of the first 50.
Seven of the first 50. I can't even comprehend. It's just hard for me to comprehend a team playing that well.
And two, I think what's incredible to watch about it, Sidney, is you talked about the defensive ability for them to run teams off the perimeter and also just play physical down low. In the couple of games that they've lost, it's been the same recipe, and I was trying to convey this the best way I could. The other team is having an incredible shooting night, and that's what it's going to take for teams to upset you. They're going to have to play their absolute best, and you're going to have somewhat of an off night.
Yes, and the Bucks are due for some off nights. We know that. They're still human, and they're going to have nights where they don't play well, and they've won quite a few of those games when they haven't played well. But I think it's going to take extraordinary talented players on that opposite, on that other team to even have a shot of beating the Bucks, because they do everything so well. And just that when the Bucks don't play well, if you're not talented enough to take advantage of that, or if you don't have what we call superstar-type players, then it's going to be hard to beat them. I want us to start focusing on keep winning, but the ultimate prize is certainly the NBA Finals, bringing the trophy back to Milwaukee. But to do that, you have to win games.
Right, and you have to continue to get better. And Sidney Moncrief joining us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. That's just the balancing act that I find so marvelous with these guys. And Mike Budenholzer in particular, he's going to be on the station tomorrow at 11:35 with Bill Michaels. And there's just an always reaching forward to achieve greatness. And it was always told to us, push for excellence knowing that you're never going to reach perfection. But they seem to always, day in and day out, be looking to get better and not getting complacent, which has to be hard to do at this point in the season when you've been so good.
Yeah, and one thing that a little motto I have is you strive for perfection, knowing you probably won't reach perfection, but you're going to fall right to excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what they do. The way they scout other teams, the way they execute their offense, the way they run transition, the way they defend, everything they do is based on being perfect every time, every possession. And because they have that mentality, they fall to excellence. And that's hard to beat.
Sidney Moncrief joining us here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Tonight, we got to see our first look at Zion Williamson, the number 1 overall pick. Bucks fans did. He is an outstanding athlete at the size that he has, Sydney, but being able to play that physical and that style, that athletically gifted at that size, I just haven't seen somebody of his stature play that way in the NBA ever before.
No, I hadn't. I would have to go back years, of course, if to even think of someone that was 6'5", 6'6", that played with the force that he plays and with the intensity that he plays on every possession. And he's obviously he's going to be a very, very talented NBA player. His health obviously will be a big concern. If he can stay healthy, their team is exciting. They have some good young talent around him. And they're not going to need to rely on him to score 30 or 35 points per game. He can do 24 and 12 and 8, and they'll be okay because they have other players that can make plays on that team.
And having a full group around you has to allow that development to be so much more natural. Back when you were playing, when did you start looking at the young guys, and who maybe in particular were you looking back at and saying, man, this kid is going, he is something special. Like when somebody first came in the league, you're a veteran in that Bucks locker room, you look down and say, we got something special here with this guy.
My mind didn't operate that way. I was so into me and making sure I had my stuff together. I didn't care who was going to be what. I was just right in the moment all the time. And it's funny you would ask that question. I really don't have a good answer for you. I would like to fake it, but I can't even fake it. Because it was all about me being the best that I could be and my teammates.
That is just the best kind of answer you could have given, Sydney. I wouldn't have even wanted you to fake it after that one. Talking basketball with Sydney Moncrief here after another Bucks win on the Fan.
It's all about me. You didn't know that. It's all about me.
Well, I was always told there's a me in team. It's just moved around a little bit, so you got to figure out how you fit in. That was always how they told us fat guys on the offensive line.
I was always taught there is an I team and it's me.
When did you realize, Sydney, for you that the NBA was going to be a reality?
When I was a senior in college, and I heard people saying that you will probably be a first round pick, and then I went from being a first round pick to you might be a first player pick, you might be a third player pick, you might be a fourth player pick. But I was always the type of guy, I was really in the moment. That's real. And so I didn't really think about that a lot. I just knew that I loved playing basketball. I was just going to reach for perfection when I played, and everything else just fell into place for me.
It's always awesome when you hear guys say that, and you knew that it was going to be basketball because there was no other plan. Depending on how hard I had to work, this was going to be what I made a living doing.
Yeah, for me, I actually wanted to be a coach, and I thought I would be a coach before I would be an NBA player. Up until my senior year, and then that's when the word started getting around that he's a good player. He would probably be a first-round pick. But I never envisioned myself early in college being anything but a coach. And that's the beauty. And I tell people all the time, just work to get better at your trade, and your goals will be realized if you have the skill set. Just work to get better every day. And that's what happened in my case. It wasn't like, oh, I'm working to be an NBA player. No, I'm working to become a better basketball player. I'm working to become the best basketball player. And I got better, better, better every day. And you kind of see that with Giannis. Giannis just works on getting better every time he gets on the basketball court. And that's why his numbers, and that's why the number of amounts of awards he's receiving and will receive will continue to climb.
When did you decide that you wanted to be, what drove you to coaching, Sydney? Because I think understanding the game at the incredible level you did and working so hard, that had to play somewhat into it.
It did, and I had coaches. I have a company, a nonprofit called Game Changer. I believe everyone can change the game for someone. You can play a role in someone's life that could change the trajectory of their life. But we call those game changers. My game changers, in most cases, they were my coaches, from junior high school, Coach Johnny Greenwood, high school, Coach Oliver Elders, college, Coach Coach Studden, and Coach Pat Foster, and Coach just right in my life, and they made such a big impact that I said, wow, that would be nice to do. I think I want to coach. And that's where that came from, was just the people that impacted my life.
Sidney Moncrief here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Sidney, I really appreciate the time, and we'll talk Thursday after a big one, Bucks and 76ers. I know you know a lot about that team from Philadelphia, and the rivalry is right back where it needs to be.
It is right there, but as usual, the Bucks will dominate. Take that to the bank.
There we go, and it's going to earn some interest. Sidney, appreciate it. We'll talk Thursday.
Okay, bye.
That's Sidney Moncrief, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. We're going to take a quick timeout. That's always fun hearing from Sidney Moncrief. And just the drive of a competitive nature to get to that point. I love hearing that those comments from guys that make it to this league. And to reach the height of this profession of pro sports, it's incredible to hear the type of tenacity and the work ethic that it takes to get there. That's Sidney Moncrief, one of the best to ever do it, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space that it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I appreciate everybody being here. My name is Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. I'm alongside Austin D tonight. You can join us at 414-799-1250. It's a Bucks win again. 43 of the first 50 games. Can you even believe you're witnessing this in the city of Milwaukee? Something special to behold. More next on 105.7 FM The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
These are good times for them. Giannis throws it down on a lead from Eric Bledsoe. 2 point.
Our friend Brian Anderson on the call. TNT did the game with Jim Jackson tonight along with Jared Greenberg. New debut of TNT and or NBA on TNT Tuesday night. We talked to Brian Anderson earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show. If you missed it, 105.7FMTheFan.com, fan on demand. Just the art of broadcasting for Brian Anderson, I've always been fascinated with, and he shares a lot of that information earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show of what it exactly goes into this job for Brian Anderson, a guy that's done this for a while. TNT games for a couple of years, called Brewers baseball for a long, long time. And it just, you are able to get a grasp on what it takes to put on a broadcast like that and how much effort and time truly gets spent by the guys on the microphone just telling you what's happening in front of you. And you're watching it on TV. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily transfer into your mind of, man, there's a lot of weird information this guy knows. A lot of cool stuff earlier today we had a chance to talk to Brian Anderson about, but also he broke down this game in the simplest of terms. You get two of the top titans that you want to see in this league going head-to-head in Giannis against Zion in tonight's game. And Zion Williamson looked okay. 5 of 18 from the floor. Wasn't overly impressive shooting-wise tonight, but had himself a couple of opportunities, looks from downtown, got to the free throw line a bunch, led the game in foul shots attempted, was 10 of 14, Giannis just 9 of 13 from the floor, trailed one apiece in the makes and attempts to the rookie sensation. But 32 minutes, 20 points, 5 of 18 shooting, 7 rebounds, 4 of those rebounds on the offensive glass. That part of his game I just find so exhilarating to see. The second bounce that guy has off the ground after a miss to go back and get one of his. Going into tonight's game, Zion Williamson had missed 24 shots. He had gotten the offensive rebound on 12 of those attempts. 12 out of the 24 times he missed it, he went, grabbed it, and put it back. Like that part, that kind of effort you just don't teach. That's why I think I was so excited to see him in the NBA. Also, one of the reasons why I love watching Giannis so much. Giannis plays with such an incredible energy and effort every single time he touches the floor. every time that he laces up the sneakers, you know the dude is going to give absolutely anything and everything he can to win. But growing into his body and growing into his game, one, an incredible tribute to the staff, the training staff of the Milwaukee Bucks. But also, Sidney Moncrief talked about it. That's all inside. To be able to have that kind of motor, that type of intense drive to be the absolute best, to want it about you, block out all the outside noise and be focused on making yourself the best player and the best athlete you can. In 7 years, you've seen the maturation of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Seen him go from a kid that tweeted about saying God bless America for smoothies when he was 19 years old. Ironically, they played in the Smoothie King Arena tonight. But just look at the body type. The picture of Giannis and the highlights of him playing at Madison Square Garden. It was awesome to see the scrawny, under 200-pound dude that you remember walking down the bleachers at the draft to now the 200, almost 250-pound behemoth that you see that looks like he was legitimately born and bred to be a basketball player. When I watch Giannis play, the comparison to Michael Phelps continues to come to my mind. When you look at Michael Phelps and you watched Michael Phelps in the one Olympics where he goes, what was it, like 19 for 19 in gold medals? Something like that. Some crazy stat where he ran off and won gold in every single event he was in. They kept doing like the early ages of sports science on him. And everything down to having like partially webbed feet, the dude was legitimately born to be a professional swimmer. Look at Giannis' body type, his build, but also the personality. The guy was seemingly born to be in the NBA and be one of the greatest of all time. But then that doesn't just go from what you're given. You then have to put in the incredible amount of work and effort and intensity to become the greatest. And right now, the guy has been the best player in the Eastern Conference, voted upon by media members and his peers for this Kia Eastern Conference Player of the Month every single month since January of 2019. It's truly incredible. Talking Bucks basketball with you tonight here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can join us at 799-1250. That's where Trell on the north side dialed. And he's on the show now. What's going on, T?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. What's on your mind, man?
You know, really good matchup. Good to see that Giannis and the Bucks came out on top. TNT, good matchup with him. The first matchup with him and Zion. But I called because I wanted to focus on something before the trade deadline on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been saying that how I wanted them to possibly look into upgrade the point guard position and blah, 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 and all that. But I kind of stepped back a little bit from that. There is one guy out there that I think that the Bucks could kill two birds in one stone. I think that it could help their chances of capturing a championship this year. And I also believe just the signal and the symbolism of them making this type of move would hold a lot of weight with Giannis signing that Supermax this summer, because a move like this would only signify that you're going for the whole thing. And I think that's Andre Iguodala. I think you can get him from Memphis without really having to mess with your roster too much.
Mm-hmm.
The owners may have to pay a luxury fee for, what, a half a season, because he'll be a free agent at the end of the year. So, they may have to pay somewhat of a luxury fee. But even if it takes us trading Ersan Ilyasova because of the money involved or whatever, we're definitely not going to have to trade anybody that's really major to our roster.
Sure.
But I just think that Iguodala adds something. He not only adds championship pedigree.
Mm-hmm. He's a cool player, 100% he does.
Also, he can frustrate guys on the perimeter and let Giannis roam around and do what he does best, and it would make this team much better. I just think that's a no-brainer. The Bucks do have assets from the Malcolm Brogdon trade, so it's not like they don't. They got assets, and it's just about if they are willing to pay, you know, maybe $10 million extra. I don't know what the tax would be, but I mean, if this was getting me closer to a championship, if I'm the Bucks owners, I think I would have to swallow that pill for that.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Trell. Appreciate the call, man. If it comes down to just cash, there's no way that you can sell me it's a better decision for the organization as a whole to not spend the extra money to be able to bring in a guy like Andre Iguodala. Just doesn't. And if it's an Ersan Ilyasova, I love Ersan. I love what he does on this team. I'm probably down for that move. The toughest part for me, and there's one other guy that I think on the trade market just makes too much sense, and his money will actually fit a lot easier than maybe an Andre Iguodala, who I can't imagine is making an exuberant amount of money. But Eric Name had an article up earlier this week and kind of breaking down the salary-wise market for it. Bucks have like just under $3 million bucks to play with. So for them to be able to make a big move, a lot of it's going to have to match up money, like Trell was saying. The only guy that I don't really want to deal that has been rumored back and forth is Dante DiVincenzo. I would have to be getting a big time playmaker to give up a guy that right now I think has the highest upside of anybody on your roster. That kind of upside I'm not really willing to part with. I'm more inclined and not totally against moving that pick that you got from the Indiana Pacers, especially if it helps you win a championship this year. You bring in a guy like Andre Iguodala, he does have that type of championship pedigree. He's knocked down the biggest shots in he's an NBA Finals MVP. I mean, I don't know what else you need to know out of a guy that's been there, done that. I'm a huge Iggy fan. Always been. Back into his days with the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't know exactly how much more he has left. But, Trell, I think I also said the same thing about Kyle Korver. And Andre Iguodala has a lot more championship pedigree than Kyle Korver does. And I just sat down with Kyle Korver and really enjoyed myself in listening and picking that guy's brain basketball-wise. Andre Iguodala has been to the mountaintop. Everybody on this club has gotten close. George Hill's gotten close. Kyle Korver's gotten close. I mean, name off more names. To get there and to have won there are two totally different things. And they take totally different levels of intensity and understanding of late game situations. They're a totally different beast. Completely are. Iggy right now, his base salary is $17 million. It's a lot of cash. The luxury works, to my understanding, and I can ask Matt Velasquez maybe a little bit later on if he has any better clarification on how exactly it would have to work. But from what I know, you got to pay double what you're paying over the luxury tax. So say you're paying $12 million, they're going to tax you 100% of that. So tax you an extra $10 million bucks. So you pay $20 million for a $10 million contract. 10 to that player and then $20 million in fee. So ultimately, it's $30 million. So there's a lot that has to go back into it of how much you're going to weigh back. If it's an immediate impact that makes you, and you truly believe that it flips the script and changes the entire narrative of you being a championship team, if it's just money, I have a really, really hard time saying no to it. Now, the reason I like Derrick Rose for the opportunity is because, one, I've seen this guy play at this type of level before. It was about 7 years ago. I think he solves the penetration conversation that we've had pretty much all year long. The loss of somebody that you know is a shot creator. Maybe not a big shot maker, especially from downtown. But Derrick Rose, when you need points and you have a night where nobody else being able to fill it up, you can lean on that and say, go carry us for a stretch of 3-4 minutes. 2 years, about $7.5 million left on the contract. I think that one makes a whole lot of sense. But same deal. I don't know exactly what you're giving up for. And you're also taking into this account. And Derrick Rose is averaging 20 points a game with Detroit. He's also getting so many more opportunities there than you will here. When you bring a player into this climate, and I think that's why Andre Iguodala makes more sense than maybe others, you have to bring in guys that are understanding of their role and the opportunity, but also have been there, done that with taking a reduced role to try to win a title. And there's only so many people that have. There's only so many opportunities out there that players have had to do and make such a move, such a conscious decision. Trade deadline on Thursday. I'm really not sold the Bucks do absolutely anything at this trade deadline. Nor do I think they ultimately need to do anything to get over the hump. But there are some opportunities out there for some big-time acquisitions. And if you believe that it makes you a title contender, and it is just money, I think not only do you need to make that move, but I also believe Bucks ownership wants to make that move. That is the reason why you own the team. Hesitant can be one thing, but understanding that it's imperative to winning a title and also keeping your product at the absolute utmost relevancy and profitability, sometimes it's just vital. It's Pick and Save Probes postgame show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM and the free radio.com. At Bucks win at 120-108. Giannis has 34-17-6 in 33 minutes of action tonight. He's the Eastern Conference Player of the Month. Once again, he's won that award 7 of the last 8 months, and every month here in the 2019-2020 campaign that the Milwaukee Bucks are on, and they're 43-7 throughout it, 20-4 now on the road. They get another road win tonight. We're back after this. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer, along with Chris Middleton, who, oh, by the way, stumbled across himself, 50% shooting, 2 of 5 from downtown. That's 40%. Did not attempt a free throw, so that won't mess up the 50-40-90 clip that Chris Middleton is playing at right now, with 20 tonight, along with 8 boards and 8 assists for Cash Money Middleton. We'll hear from the All-Star and the Skills Competition competitor next. It's Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game.
Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
121-08. Bucks get their first look at Zion Williamson. Number one overall pick, goes off for 20. 5 of 18 shooting. Wasn't the most efficient night ever, to say the least, for our guy Zion Williamson. Brandon Ingram had a nice night. 32 points, go along with 7 boards and an assist. Brandon Ingram working himself into an all-star caliber player. Good player. And really the centerpiece of that deal coming back to New Orleans from the Anthony Davis deal with the LA Lakers. They got so many guys in that deal, and also go along with 11 points and 14 rebounds for Lonzo Ball. 4 of 12 shooting, 3 of 10 from downtown was Ball tonight. Him, another piece of that deal. Just a nice young-looking team that David Griffin has been able to put together for the New Orleans Pelicans, and they had an opportunity tonight, and they took advantage of it for the first half, led the Bucks by 3 at the break after outscoring Milwaukee by 7 in the first quarter. Then a 22-3 run in the middle of that third quarter helped the Bucks run away from the New Orleans Pelicans. And here after the game, the 34 points from Giannis Antetokounmpo as we go inside the locker room tonight with the Granville Business Improvement District. The Granville Connection is opening soon. Go to granvillebusiness.org, G-R-A-N-V-I-L-L-E, business.org, to see how your small business can be a part of it. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a major reason why the Milwaukee Bucks are 43-7. He's been the best player in the Eastern Conference all year long. He talked on TNT after the game.
Well, fellas, you're talking about all these great statistical numbers that Giannis put up tonight, but I see you over on the bench shaking your head. You didn't seem happy with tonight's performance.
I think closing out the third quarter, we didn't do a good job. We're a little bit sloppy, you know, going to the fourth. I think, you know, we had a good game, but we can get better.
First time playing Zion tonight, and the two of you had a couple of heavyweight meetings at the rim tonight. What was it like seeing him out there and facing him?
You know, it's amazing. I'm happy that he's out there. I'm happy that he's healthy. I'm happy that he's able to you know, be out there and help his team win, compete for his team. You know, it's gonna be a duo that's gonna be for a lot of years. So it's good playing against him.
You guys are on an incredible pace right now, even though you say you have a lot more to do. Would winning 70-plus games be part of your goal this year?
No. It's going to be good if we win 70 games. You know, because all our hard work going to pay off. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to get better each game. And hopefully we can, you know, play for the championship.
Giannis, good luck on that goal. Tonight, the win here, B.A.
It seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Defensive play of the game. You heard them talk about it there. A couple of meetings at the Cup with Giannis and Zion. Here's how it sounded with Brian Anderson on TNT tonight.
Zion taking on the Greek Freak. And Giannis meets him at the rim. That'll stay in the possession of New Orleans.
Oh, B.A.
Lee's and Oz were starting to drum up for that one.
Come on, B.A. You knew it wasn't a foul. I had to wait there a little bit. There was some contact on the body. Some people thought it was maybe a nice call that the Milwaukee Bucks were awarded there. But Giannis, the length, the 7'6 wingspan, just reaching over the 6'6 Zion and just dwarfing him. We used to call it on the playground, sunning him. Yeah, that's kind of what he did right there. He told him what was up and welcomed him to the league, meeting him at the Cup and showing Zion Williamson it's not going to be that easy, young fella, you get yourself into the big leagues here, into the NBA. Zion, though, has been impressive, to say the least, averaging 20 and just under 20 a night, 19.5 going into tonight's game in just seven NBA games. My favorite part about it, and watching him early on and kind of projecting what you were going to see out of the number one overall pick, is you do this across all sports, right? Whether it's the NFL, NBA, I mean, hell, even in Major League Baseball, you're projecting what the number one overall pick is going to look like 5 years from now because you're not going to see him till then. You're always trying to wonder how greatness can be measured and how immediate impact can be measured. Points are the easiest measurable in sports, right? So how many points a night can Zion score? That's what everybody wanted to know. How many is he going to average? I mean, I don't know how he can't average 20 a night. People would look at you like, dude, you got to be crazy. No way this guy's walking into the NBA averaging 20 points a night. I said, all right, chill out before you freak out. Let's just do this logically in our head. The guy's one of the most freakish athletes I've ever seen. So you know they're going to throw him like 2 to 3 lobs a night. Say he converts one of those. I'd expect he's going to put on about 2 dunks a night on top of the one lob attempt that I think he finishes with. If he knocks down 1 3 a night, gets to the line on maybe 3 attempts, because you know teams are going to be physical with them. I was like, just do the math in your head. Maybe 2 to 3 dunks a night. 1 to 2 outside jumpers, even if it's from 15, 18 feet. That's 10 points right there. Go to the line 5, 6 times a night. If you're playing 25 minutes, it's bound to happen with that kind of size. So you got 15 points right there. And the dude's a legit athletic specimen to see. And with the aggressiveness that he goes and attacks the basketball with on the offensive glass, something to be watched, man. It's incredible to see the kind of passion and energy that that guy plays with on a night in and night out basis. Matt Velasquez is going to join us after he's done talking inside the Milwaukee Bucks locker room here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. They finish the game and they win at the Smoothie King Center for the Milwaukee Bucks. A 42-point third quarter, including a 22-3 run by the best team in the NBA here on the Bucks and Pelicans TNT night tonight. Bucks are on TNT coming up on Thursday night. We'll preview that matchup with the 76ers coming up here next. But first, guys, want to tell you about the opportunity you have to work for an incredible company that is really once in a lifetime. They're like no one else. It's Pella Windows and Doors. They're looking for experienced installers right now today because in Brookfield, Green Bay, and especially Madison, people are taking advantage of one of the best deals you're going to find. Either 10, your choice, either one, either or, 10-year 2.99% financing or 18-month zero APR financing on approved credit when you go through the entire month of February. Guys, extended last month's deal has Pella Windows and Doors, and if you haven't heard already, it's through the entire month of February. You have the opportunity, if you replace your old leaky windows today, 10-year, 2.99% APR financing, or 18-month, zero APR financing on approved credit. But they are looking for people to join their team. If you're an experienced window or door installer, listen up, because here's what you get when you go and work for Pella Windows and Doors. You get Pella, which is a number one recognized brand nationally. Everybody knows Pella Windows and Doors. Everyone knows they're the best. So then go down here. They've been in business for over 100 years. What do you want to do if you're making a career change? You don't want to go to some startup where you know that you're going to have an issue. Instead, go with somebody that's been backing their windows with a lifetime limited warranty for so long that they're older than your grandmother. Over 100 years, Pella Windows and Doors has been doing this, guys, and they offer premium pay, some of the highest in the industry. You also get hands-on training for people that have been working for the company for a really long time. And once you start working for the company, you don't leave. So their project managers are going to help you and be there to work daily and ensure some completion. You're not just going to get the job, go out in the field and say, "All right, dude, go throw these windows in. We'll pick you up at 2. No. They're not just going to drive away and go sit a Quick Trip while you do all the work. Instead, the project managers are going to be there with you each and every step of the way to help with completion and help with your hands-on training that you get at Pella Windows and Doors. Immediately today, you can apply on the website PellaWI.com/career opportunities. Once again, that's PellaWI.com/career opportunities. PellaWI.com/career opportunities. Don't get waitlisted by slow-moving, cheapo, chuck-in-a-truck companies. Go with Pella Windows and Doors and make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision today at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Online at PellaWI.com is where you schedule your free in-home consultation, or you can just stop in today at 19030 West Blue Mound Road, the brand-new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center, unlike anything you've ever seen before in your life. It's a museum of windows. There's nothing better than being able to see the real live window in front of you and exactly how it's going to... You have the opportunity to test it out yourself. I don't know exactly how they do it. I studied communication, not meteorology or technology in grade school or in college. Either one, I really didn't study on either. So Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is here for people that did and are ready and willing and able. To go and take over the opportunity and grab their bull by the horns and start a career with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today. PellaWI.com/career opportunities. This is the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. My name is Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I appreciate you hanging out. Bucks have won 43 of their 50 games this year. Could you have even fathomed it would be this dominant for all of 2019-2020? If you want to join the conversation, at 799-1250. We got more after this with Mike Budenholzer and Matt Velasquez on the Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks beat the Pelicans in the number one overall pick, Zion Williamson, tonight, 120-108. Welcome in. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Appreciate you being here. If you're watching the State of the Union address, welcome back to sports fandom. That was just so funny. I've had it on here in the ABC audio video flat panels. And I'm really not a big political guy. I just love watching uncomfortable and awkward situations. It's been a passion of mine for a long time, and I like to make people really uncomfortable and really, just feel awkward in that situation. There's no better place for awkward encounters than the State of the Union bowl that they're in, because half the people don't want to be there and half the people believe it's like the third quarter of the Super Bowl, and every single time something happens, you just, everyone jump up. Oh my gosh, he just said another sentence. I loved it. I love him. And then half the people are on the other side saying, can we go get a beer after this or what? Think anybody would know if I got up? Hey, look at this meme. That's like the dichotomy of the two different people in the State of the Union address, and I just can't get enough of it. Back to the phone lines, 414-799-1250. I am the enemy tonight. Zion Williamson was the main attraction. He was 5 of 18 from the floor, but shot more free throws than Giannis. 14 attempts, 10 of 14 from the line was Zion in 20 points with 32 minutes of action. Let's go down to Florida. We're listening on the radio.com if we find Dan on the fan. Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, happy the Bucks won. How are you, man?
Good.
I called you before. We talked about this before. Are you about Bledsoe? I mean, I don't know what to do there. Obviously, I think we're too close to the trade deadline to make a huge move there. But I'm nervous. Well, how do you feel about it?
I am not. Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate it. I'm not overly. The difficult part in the nature about Eric Bledsoe, the toughest part about the Eric Bledsoe conversation is you still will not know what you have until you get to the postseason. And I'm still in wait-and-see mode. I know he wasn't great tonight, and people didn't love the impact on the game that he had. And just he's so streaky, especially from downtown. There's so many times when you look at it and say, man, that shot looks a lot better than it has in years past. And then there's other times where he's just never met a 25-foot jump shot that he doesn't like, and he wants to take seemingly every single one. It can get so frustrating. But the way that they're going to play defensively and trying to chase everything off the pick-and-roll action, a really good piece by Eric Name earlier today about just trying to balance the pick-and-roll. It's the most common attack that you see in basketball today. It's a play that everybody is running and everybody wants to set up, but different teams attack it and defend it different ways. Bledsoe being able to fight over the top of the screen, funneling shots and penetration to Brook Lopez, who right now is one of the best shot blockers in the league. I don't know exactly if you get that type of defensive prowess from anybody else that you're grabbing at the trade deadline tonight. Like, Jrue Holiday has been one that everybody loves in the city of Milwaukee. Was Jrue Holiday tonight in a 3 of 14 night, 1 of 6 from the floor? And those are streaky nights that you see from Eric Bledsoe, too. So, like, I just don't think the grass is always greener on the other side with the shiny new toy. Remember, Eric Bledsoe was the dude averaging 20-21 a night when he was in Phoenix and then wanted out, or when he was with LA and he was the best player. So there's a delicate balance you have with somebody in the system that you're going out for maybe a slightly upgraded talent-wise, but does the fit in this system, this time of the year, does the timing work out? I just don't think that the wholesale change is coming, but I do believe that they're better equipped come playoff time, if Bledsoe does start going full Bledsoe on you in the playoffs, to then go and run with George Hill. And also, if you make the acquisition and you are able to trade, I don't know, maybe a first-round pick, whatever it ends up being to get a Derrick Rose in here, I think that's a great backup plan to have if Bledsoe starts, for all intents and purposes, leaving it in the bed in the playoffs. Right, like if he starts being Bledsoe in the playoffs, then you have two options of guys that have been there in playoff opportunities, playoff moments, and you know the moment's just not going to be too bright for him. Let's go to Greenfield and say hello to Mike. Mike, you're on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Good hearing from you.
Good to be following another Bucks win. I was talking to the screener, and then
his name's Austin. He's a really good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. Everybody there is. And you're doing a great job taking over for Sparky.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah. What I was going to say is I was telling him that all of us scared me because every year the Bucks get knocked off, they got knocked off by Boston, and they came back and beat them the next year. Toronto beat them. I'm sure the Bucks will have it to beat them. But now the Lakers are making me a little nervous. I was watching them. I don't know whether they have about, three or four less wins than the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I almost think that the Bucks would be all right if they didn't add a piece. And I think Iguodala, you know, he still is a great player. But for the cost, I don't know if he's got enough left. And that idea about Derrick Rose sounded good. But it's exciting to, you know, you turn on a game or watch a game and the Bucks lose, and it's like, you know, it's unforeseeable, you know, like it used to be with the Packers. Okay, show is great, and the Bucks are great this year, so maybe they'll do it. So have a good night, man.
You too, Mike. You're great too, man. I want you to know that. 414-799-1250. Mike's been calling the show a long time. I love Mike. We had so many great conversations. Honestly, I should have asked Mike about his thoughts on the big deal that went down tonight. Mike's big baseball guy. Huge trade going down in Major League Baseball tonight. Mookie Betts, now a member of the LA Dodgers. And I bring it up because of the trade conversation, right? The NBA trade deadline comes up on Thursday, 2 p.m. Central Time. Will the Bucks make a move? Will they not? We'll keep you posted all week long, and all the coverage you could possibly need is right here on The Fan. Ryan McDonough, former NBA executive, NBA GM, will be on Chuck and Winkler tomorrow. You always want to make the perfect team, right? And whenever there's an opportunity to acquire a top-level player, you have to be in the conversation. The LA Dodgers are becoming that group that gets so enamored with the next great thing. I thought Boston was this for a while, because the Red Sox or the Celtics had so many assets, right? From when they traded Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, all to Brooklyn, and they got like 17 straight first round picks. Everybody was wondering, well, what max player are you going to go get? What max player are they going to get? Are they going to go get Anthony Davis? And every single year, somebody would find out they're uncomfortable. Is he going to go to Boston? I bet he goes to Boston. They have so much capital. And then Danny Ainge files right into it like, man, he's like an addict. He's like scratching his neck like, man, we could go get Anthony Davis. Yeah, I know this Jason Tatum dude's good. Rookie year was great, but we could go get Anthony Davis. Man, we could go get Kyrie Irving. And then you see it hit the fan with the Kyrie Irving situation, and it may have set them back a little while. The LA Dodgers just put their team on notice. And if you haven't seen the deal they just made for Mookie Betts and David Price, go check it out, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Because I really like baseball. I really like Mookie Betts as a player. And I really think that the LA Dodgers just fleeced the Boston Red Sox. I'm going to have to look into more of it. But it appears that the LA Dodgers just fleeced the Boston Red Sox and got a guy who might be one of the best baseball players on the planet, and got him for a dude that was a fourth outfielder for the LA Dodgers. So that whole conversation is going to come up tomorrow. We'll break it all down for you here on The Fan and all what it means for the Milwaukee Brewers, but they definitely put their team on notice, and the Milwaukee Bucks have been on notice because their superstar is in a very similar situation, a very similar conundrum. Do I stay or do I go? You shouldn't go anywhere. It's the Pick and Save Pros postgame show right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
121-08, Bucks get the win tonight. It's the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Had a conversation with Sidney Moncrief. If you missed that, go check it out at 105.7fmthefan.com. Click on Fan on Demand. It's brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. This hour on The Fan brought to you by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call them at 1-800-44-PRIDE. Now it's time to hang out and have a conversation with our guy, Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online. And you can follow him right now on Twitter at @Matt_Velasquez.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Got to have a conversation with this guy during the day, which is always fun. Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline after the Bucks beat the Pelicans, and it was Zion versus Giannis, part one of only a meeting that I can imagine we're going to see a few different times tonight. Matt, what were your first impressions? The NBA held their end of the bargain. No trades to go down here. You were just able to watch Zion v. Giannis. What were your impressions?
It was super fun. That was my first impression. Giannis was really engaged on defense, which, you know, he normally is. He's a defensive player of the year type candidate. But I thought he handled Zion really well. Not that he was necessarily matched up one-on-one against him a lot, but when he was, we saw some really good defensive effort from him. I think Zion only made one shot where Giannis was the main defender, and that was on an offensive rebound. Obviously we had the kind of high flying, the one block in the first half by Giannis on the break, and then the what looked like a block by Giannis, but was called a foul in the fourth quarter. I think there was some body contact there, and then on the other end, Giannis was putting in a lot of work. Got the better of Zion more than a few times, maybe a few. I guess a few is a good way to term it. Maybe three or four times with spins, pivots, hooks, layups, dunks, fouls. You name it. Obviously, he's the MVP for a reason. And as I wrote for JS Online, the Journal Sentinel, Zion Williamson maybe next, but Giannis Antetokounmpo he's still now, and the Bucks are too.
And Matt, we were able to give it to Brook Lopez the other day. The MVP brought to you by Chevy. Check out the all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado at your local Chevy dealer or online at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. I'm giving it tonight to Wesley Matthews because, one, I finally can, with 17 points, all starters in double figures. These are the nights that you were hoping to see every once in a while from Wesley, where he's able to be just white hot from deep.
Yeah, and he was kind of quiet in the first half. But in the second half, man, he was shooting threes like gangbusters. I think he was 4 or 5 from threes in the second half. He had that stretch where he had two in a row, one off a nice kick out from Giannis, one off a really nice pass in transition from Chris Middleton. Then he had the heat check soon after that, getting, I think there's an offensive rebound that came to him, and he's 29 feet out, and he just, squares up and pops it. 3 of 3 on threes in that third quarter where the Bucks outscored the Pelicans by, I think, 18 points, and they had 42 points in the quarter. If you want to find any stretch of basketball to point to, it's kind of like peak Milwaukee Bucks. Mm-hmm. I think that third quarter is definitely in the running. I think their defense was really solid. And offensively, man, the ball was popping around. They were making threes. Giannis was getting to the line. He was scoring inside. Brook Lopez threw a behind-the-back pass to Chris Middleton for a dunk. I mean, it had everything. And so I think that was a really, really huge quarter for them to kind of make a statement and turn the game around.
Matt, for you, how big of a game is this coming up on Thursday night, Bucks and Sixers, the first time these two clubs face off since Christmas?
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by it. I think that, I think the Bucks obviously were stung a little bit by the way things went down on Christmas. Not a great game from them, a game in which 76ers made 22 three-pointers. But also, the Sixers aren't a good road team. They're 9-18 on the road this season. The trade deadline's coming up. I don't think the Bucks are going to do anything, but maybe the Sixers do. So maybe that affects who they have available for that game. I just want to see, how the Bucks can hold up at home against the Sixers team that has not been good on the road. And if the Bucks can kind of bounce back from that Christmas performance and even the season series, if they can, I think that kind of maybe changes the narrative about the matchup between these two teams. And if they can't, and the Sixers can still have their way and still, kind of get open looks and knock them down and stifle the Bucks defensively, I think that's pretty meaningful too.
I guess that's one thing that I just have not thought about, and I obviously should have. On the contrary, if the Bucks don't flip the script than it was on Christmas, this job is going to be very, very fun until the next time those two clubs meet. Matt, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the flight back. Get home safe, and we'll talk Thursday night after Bucks and Sixers.
All right, can't wait.
Appreciate it, man. That's Matt Velasquez, Matt_Velasquez, where you follow him on Twitter and his coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks. Or just go and subscribe JS Online right now, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And yes, millennials, the newspaper is still a thing. They actually deliver the newspaper to your house each and every day. It's an amazing invention. This has been the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm inside these beautiful Bella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios with my man Austin D. Appreciate him, as always, on the other side of the glass, and you for being here at 799-1250. After the Bucks get another win, 120-108. They've won 43 of their first 50 games of the season. A run that even I can't put into words. I'm done trying to find superlatives of it. But I'm back on Thursday night after Bucks and Sixers. A revenge game since Christmas. We've been waiting for it. We're back with you on Thursday night. Keep it right here. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.